you're gonna notice.
Easy.
Look. Yeah.
I get the shots you're looking at.
Hey, yo, Easy, good looking out on this one, homie.
I'm serving notice.
We serving notice to the whole industry on this one, man.
I'm serving
Rap
notice.
Mania. I'm serving no.
Yeah, do not adjust your browser. Yes, SCP from the UK is on live Wednesday night. You know what I mean? We have a special show today, man. Oh boy, the NXT Japan tonight. I'm looking forward to it. I miss the NXT's looking forward to it. But shit, we've had a wild ass weekend, man. Yo, you're in tune to BDSIR Network. SCP from the UK, special edition, NXT TakeOver, the end. And then know what? It's not the end of this. We're going to keep going. Yo, I am your host, infamous informer, Wolverhampton's Last Outlaw, Black Body P. Yeah, I mean, my co-host. What's good, Mr. NXT?
Oh, NXT, the end. Oh, it's going to be good.
The end. Oh,
yes! It's gonna be so good.
Yo, boy, I wanna give a quick shout out, real quick, to the your favorite wrestling group, Wardle, the international wrestling fan base, because apparently one of them's got inside information and apparently has been on in contact with Triple T himself, and Triple is like, well, a lot of shit's gonna go down tonight.
Has he been speaking to Dave Meltzer again?
Well, I don't know. Triple H himself. I don't know about that.
The Shadbarber's rocked up. He's about to sort it from Santos, but Shadbarber's still nowhere to be seen, nor is Flair.
Oh, that's some scary shit! Yo! Let's get into the formalities real quick, man. Yo, www.facebook.com/group/smacktalkcenter. You can request to join.
Don't be a weirdo.
Yeah, don't do that shit, man. Follow us!
On Twitter
at SCC_WWE, at BDSIR_network, the best damn show in radio, at He Has To Win, because I'm sure you're going to get at the wrestling fans tonight of the SCC.
There's going to be one He Has To Win match tonight.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And of course, at Kick FM, Carly is crap for real forevermore. I got that kind of wrong, but still. Shout out to Matt Taco, he's not in effect tonight, but I'm sure he's listening somewhere. And of course, the sadistic one, the Shad Barber, who is still missing. I'm not liking this, Wardle.
Nor am I.
I'm not liking this because since Shad Barber's gone missing, we have lost the greatest of all time, Muhammad Ali, right? God rest his soul. And we have also lost UFC legend, Hall of Famer, whatever you want to call him, the man called Kimbo Slice. And there's no Shad Barber. I don't know if Shad Barber's got some sort of death list or something.
Well, I don't know. There's just lots of people going down this year. And Shad Barber always seems to disappear. No, I'm not saying, you know, he's involved, but something's fishy with
something's
a Shad Barber.
Something's fishy, man. You know what I mean? I might have to call him Shad Barber, a.k.a. Dexter Morgan. He's got right going on. Grand body P, but in all seriousness, man, you know what I mean? Muhammad Ali and Kimbo Slice, man, live on, live long, man. Like, flipping hell, man. I thought I said no more deaths.
I know.
No more tragedies.
You know, there's still one tragedy to come. You know that.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
When the clock goes tick.
No! No! No!
Go for Rick.
No! Have you seen Shad Barber? Tweet us at STCWWE. This is not good, yo. This is not good at all. Yeah, man. His Twitter is on live.
Cussing everyone out.
Well, yeah, man. I have to read out some of his latest tweets. Like, the reason, one of the reasons why you should follow him. One of them is saying, so Raw will still be 3 hours, but with half the roster missing. Yeah, that's going to put butt to the seats. Hashtag Raw. Hashtag WWE. He's terrible, you know.
Oh, here's another good one for you. At Maurice, you are hot, but you sound like a deaf person. Married to Mike, the Miz, I would have thought blindness was your disability. At Baron Corbin, WWE, long hair, receding hairline is not a good look. Get a haircut or a bandana.
Oh my goodness! Can you say this shit? He's not allowed to say that!
They want your money, but they don't want you to enjoy giving them. Hashtag WWE. Oh, Shad.
Shad, he's terrible, you know. You see, that's why you gotta follow him, man. He's got the best tweets since Kanye West. Yes, said it.
That's at Shadfather85. Give him a follow.
Yeah, man, absolutely, man. He's terrible. I'm just waiting for the day one of these people actually respond to one of his tweets, because that would be some funny shit.
Well, I've noticed that he's not cussed out Kevin Owens yet. Just saying. I feel like the Shadfather might be a little bit scared of Kevin Owens. Because you know he'll reply. You know he'll reply.
Every now and then he'll reply. You know what I mean? That's bad, yo. Shad, be careful. Oh, shit. Yeah, man. Shad, he's a terrible, terrible man, in the words of Matt Sacoma. What else? Yo, the UFC 200, what up? What the
hell? What the hell? Where did that come from?
I mean, here's me, yo. Here's me watching UFC 199. And
as I was.
And then fighters off the hook. And then, what's his name? Ariel Bomberclaat. Ariel Havendink. I don't know what your blood clot name. The fact of the matter is, you know what I mean? You're supposed to be a journalist, Ariel, right? No, and then ban you. Well, I believe they've lifted the ban now.
Yeah.
Ariel Helwani, that's his name. The apparently he's a MMA journalist. Yes, dumbass. Yeah, from journalist to journalist, you, sir, are dumbass. How are you gonna leak blockbuster news like that before it even happened?
I know.
You know what I mean? You've given that information with confidentiality. You've, as a proper journalist out there in the MMA world, you should know that. You know what I mean? You wonder why I say hashtag death to dirt sheets, man. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. When I saw the news, and guess where I saw it? Wardle.
Oh, God.
In Roy's group. Roy, talk to your people, man.
Fuck's sake, Roy.
Roy, talk to your people. You see, Roy, you wonder why your people are so miserable? Because
yeah.
The shit they do, man. You know what I mean? I know there's official journalists in your group, right? And I respect them, man, because they don't leak shit.
I'm gonna find his group members and I'm gonna Wardle clash them. I'm gonna Wardle clash them.
Wardle,
every one of them.
Wardle clash their blood clot, man, because come on, son. You know what I mean? Stop seeking out this shit. That's the main reason why you're so miserable, man. Let me tell you something, right? Do you realise, Waddle, that there's one guy in there who brought up some old shit? Oh my God. It was something to do with Snooki.
Right.
Something to do with Snooki about this is one of the reasons why I don't watch this WWE shit. I'm like, why are you bringing up that for?
Yeah, how many years later?
How many times did this way to bring up some shit about Snooki in WrestleMania 20 God knows what? That's miserable, man. That's miserable.
But anyway, going back to the news. The news, if you didn't know, if you've been living under a rock and you didn't know, the Beast, Brock Lesnar,
UFC 200 just got fucking epic.
The joke was, it was epic already.
Yeah.
And then they've added that in, I was like, what?
But did I not tell you, Grand Body P, you can dig out the podcast. I said, UFC and WWE must be in partnership. They must have a partnership. I said that they must be a partnership. They must
there
be
is, man.
And there it is. Because Brock Lesnar's at SummerSlam. Brock Lesnar's confirmed for SummerSlam, but he's going to be at UFC 200.
That's
I told you. I told everybody.
Yeah, I mean, unless Brock Lesnar don't broke his leg like Anderson Silva, he will be at the SummerSlams.
You know what? This is why intelligent wrestling fans need to listen to our podcast. We tell you, and no one listens. Nobody listens to us.
No way. But yeah, man, Brock Lesnar, dip on the UFC Lord, and his opponent has been selected in Mark Hunt.
Not CM Princess Peach Bitch Punk.
Oh, my.
Could you imagine?
God.
Could you imagine?
Let me tell you something, right?
There was no weight thing. Oh my god.
yeah, like there was back in the early days of the UFC. You know what I mean? Like 20 years ago. Oh my days. Let me tell you something, right? Let me tell you something. He's like, yo, we got to the Perfect Plex people, right? Right? That's Mike Knox and his whole crew. The Soul and Sports that comes on weekdays. You know what I mean? Every day, 10 o'clock UK, 5 p.m. Eastern, right? Cheap plug, but it's not because Mike Knox pays those bills. But, they've got a segment every Tuesdays, and it's called...
Well, enough is enough, and it's time for a change!
Well, here's my enough is enough, and it's time for a change. And it's simply this, I've had enough of motherfuckers keep trying to say CM Princess Peach Bitch versus Brock Lesnar at UFC 200. Okay, we know who his opponent is, but before we found out who the opponent was, everyone was like, yeah, Brock Lesnar's gonna fight CM Punk! Even that stupid, retarded wrestling page, yeah, I'm cutting your ass out for 4-3-4, you motherfucking CM Punk worshippers. You know what I mean? You're making up jokes. You know what I mean? I've seen now for how fucking corny is that, man. That shit is corny as fuck, man. Stop that shit, man. You know what I mean? It's not funny, man. It's supposed to be a joke. It ain't funny. It's not funny, man. That's whack. But apparently, CM Punk will be fighting, it's not confirmed, but he will be fighting at UFC 202.
Yeah, no,
that's in
order. That's what I heard.
And what is interesting about that is, right, that check it out, it's the same night that NXT TakeOver Brooklyn will be on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the night before SummerSlam. Interesting. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, actually, that you know what? It's UFC news. It's just brought up a fantastic segue. I've just found a fantastic segue. Shock returns. Monday Night Raw.
What?
The Matt Militant.
Oh!
Headlong.
Headlong, man.
And his extra, 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 extra large suit.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm sure I can pick it, Nat.
Yeah. What, with him?
Big up to Teddy Long, man. He's Hall of Fame bound, man. He looked for win. Nah, man, that was cool, man. It was good to see you, man. I felt good, you know what I said? I was like, yeah! He would say, oh, the brand split is coming. He wants to control SmackDown. Stephanie's like, hell no, I'm looking to control SmackDown. Stephanie, man, you are rude. Stephanie, you find a spot, man, but you're rude.
Do you want to know something cool? I'm going to start doing this on a weekly now.
Uh-oh.
This is Wardle's wondrous prediction. I'm predicting Eddie Long is going to be in the Hall of Fame this year.
Yes! Yes!
Why would you bring him back to the line?
He's overdue, if you ask me.
Yeah, man.
He's overdue. He's the one man, right? The one man. The one general manager who never got fired. You know what I mean? And that's why I call him one of the best general managers that ever did it. I mean, people make joke about him making tag team matches. To the point where he actually embraces that shit now.
Yeah. And he had the best segment of all time with The Undertaker in the limo.
Oh,
the best segment of all time.
Fuck it up, Kenny. Oh, shit! No, please!
Teddy Long being back on Raw. Oh man, back on TV in general. I want to see him every so often. You know.
Yeah, man.
Bring him out, win some of them.
Yeah, I could ride to that, man. I don't know if he's actually going to control SmackDown.
I'd love to see it.
I'd love to see it. To me, he was the most successful general manager of all time. Yeah, you've got guys like Mick Foley, the Commissioner, and Shawn Michael and Mike Adamly, but
and people power.
And people power. Don't lie, Irish. Public relations.
No, we're people power. Let's get Teddy Long.
People power. Let me say that story about John Lennon. Don't lie, Irish. I didn't like him so much that I liked him.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, Teddy Long, he was never fired by Mr. Kennedy. Every general manager, look at it, think about it. Mr. Kennedy either fired them or forced them to quit. In the case of his old daughter, he forced her to quit. You know what I mean? He never fired. The most Teddy Long got was probation or something. But he never got fired. Never.
God bless him.
God bless Teddy Long, man. You know what I mean? And even Lillian Garcia, she felt bad, you know, that Stephanie ran him out of the building. So she went after him and gave him a kiss on cheek. And Teddy Long liked that shit, you know.
He loved it.
Shout out to Cardenas, man, who found that one. I think it was on Lillian Garcia's fan page on Facebook. You know what I mean, boy? Teddy Long, the Grant says this, better you than me, because if Lillian Garcia did that to me, why? There'd be more pictures being taken, and that's all we have to say about that. I'll keep it at that. Why? Okay, I'll take a bit further. Lillian Garcia will be signing divorce papers by now.
Oh, God.
Here we go. I want a hat. Grab Buddy P. Yo, enough of all that shit. And continuing on with Rob very quickly before we move on to the predictions. Yo, AJ Styles versus John Cena, the feud. How epic was that, man?
For anybody, because it's like in last week's show, slow music, a plea.
Oh, you want the Mankind music back on?
AJ Styles, arguably one of the best wrestlers in the world, versus the face of the WWE, the dream match. If you don't like that, wrestling's not for you. It just isn't. This is the dream.
I take it this match is not for Robert Ashford then of the STC. Robert Ashford, this show's not for you.
It's not for you.
It's not for you.
I can't. People are still complaining.
Robert Ashford happened. Robert Ashford's one of them.
It's not even happened.
He's one of them.
It's not even happened.
Everyone's like, yeah, right, dream match. And he puts on the SmackDown Centre page. You know what I mean? It's not a fucking dream match. So the context now, he said he's angry because he hates John Cena, innit? I warned him, you know. I told him at the
beginning.
Well, I said, Robert, hating's not good for you, man. You're a big man hating on a guy who the kids love. Come on,
right,
man. Come on now.
Before AJ came to WWE, right, the dream match
had always been Nakamura versus Styles. It never happened before one-on-one.
Yeah.
That was the dream match.
Yeah.
This is the dream match. Now he's in WWE. This is who is the best, John Cena or AJ Styles. There is nothing to it apart from let's see who is the best. This is going to be, people, magic. It could beat Zayn versus Nakamura as match of the year. If this goes to SummerSlam, if this goes all the way to SummerSlam, that SummerSlam match will be match of the year. I can feel it. I can feel the electricity. Regardless of who wins, both of them are going to come out even more over. No one is going to get buried. No one's going to get senilized. You cannot lose in this situation. If Styles lost to Cena, he would still become WWE World Heavyweight Champion this year, as I predicted. It's still going to happen. He is, regardless of the result, going to be fine.
Well,
just enjoy it.
Word on the street is Victor Kennedy is high on AJ Styles.
He is super fly high on AJ Styles.
And if Victor Kennedy's high on you, you're going to make it.
Yeah.
Me, I'm telling you, what killed me, that segment was just, man, if I could have walked this in belt in a championship belt system like the D1M Perfect Text Talk Radio on Silent Sports, right, I'd give it 5 out of 5 Undertaker title reigns, the World Heavyweight title, by the way, because that AJ Styles is, you basically, guys like you bury guys like me. I was like, oh shit! Did you just say that?
And they're acknowledging other wrestling promotions.
They're acknowledging other wrestling promotions, and even John Cena says, I thought you was a man, AJ Styles, but no, you go and hide behind your Bullet Club. I was like, holy shit! He just said, I was like, holy shit!
And that moment, as I also said on a previous podcast, I still believe WWE own the rights to the Bullet Club name. I'm still sure that they own the rights to it, and they're just letting New Japan sell off the last of the t-shirts and stuff, because they wouldn't be allowed to say it, and Vince wouldn't let them say it. Would not let them say Bullet Club on live.
They are acknowledged. They are known as the club on WWE TV. I don't know if that was a slip of the... I don't think it was a slip of the tongue by Cena, or Cena was so passionate in his promo, it just came out. And to me, I think it was the latter, you know.
He said,
you hide behind your Bullet Club. And I was like, whoa! I was like, holy shit! Like, the word bullet is, like, sacred, like... Oh! You know what I mean? Yeah?
It's worse than, you know, the D word.
I'm not going to say it. Don't say the D word. I don't have to get KRS-One up in here. No. But that was off the hook, man. The passion behind those promos. You see, that's the way to do it. Roman Reigns. That's the way to put promos.
That was a promo.
That's
probably going to be like one of the, like, because they have like a moment of the year thing, don't they?
Yeah.
That's probably going to be up there for a nomination.
It's going to be incredible. It has to be. And I'll tell you something else. That rivalry was so heated, right, that when the Bullet Club was beating on Cena, the New Day come out. No trombone, no skipping, no booty-holes, no up, down, down. None of that shit. They ran down and they were serious. Like, you don't see the New Day serious.
Grandbody P, the Bullet Club versus the New Day. I will say that again for people who didn't watch it for some unknown reason. The Bullet Club versus the New Day on Raw. What more do you want from WWE Creative?
Good God Almighty.
What more do you want? Xavier Wood, Xavier is a... Matt Sacco calls him. took a Styles clash on the outside. What more do you want?
He took out the game early. You know what I mean? Like, yo. And call Money in Our Bank. The New Day have to defend their titles against the Bullet Club, against Enzo and Cass, against the Ford Villains. We're not going to go into that until next week, because next week is the prediction show. And all being well, we should have the whole gang back, okay?
But it's funny how Wardle's prediction seems to be coming to fruition.
They're getting scary, boy. They're getting the scariest shots, man. Shit. I mean, I'll tell you another thing. I want to commend WWE for, and that is the stories, the way the detailed the rivalry between Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns. The upside of the story, I thought that was brilliant as well. I thought that was really good, man. You know what I mean? It's like
I almost feel sorry for Rollins and Reigns, because there is no way they're going to top Cena versus Styles for the next few pay-per-views. There's nothing they can do. There is absolutely nothing they can do to top their matches.
It's true, you know.
They could do last man standings. They could do they could bring out an elimination chamber match, because why not? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're not going to top Styles versus Cena. You're not going to. Even at SummerSlam, you're not going to beat it. Sorry.
Because Rollins and Reigns supposed to be like a hot feud that's like built up for years, and now it's got a chronometer. And I like how they're building Money in Our Bank. They've built it like CM Punk versus John Cena back in 2011, and you know how hot that was.
That's still one of my favourite non-Mania matches of all time.
That
was incredible.
Absolutely, that was bad. That was, man. You know what I mean? That was wicked, man. You know what I mean? CM Punk spoke his mind. He was threatening to leave the company with the belt. And John Cena's job was on the line. He'll get fired if... Yo, it was off the hook, man. And then the match itself was like... Bomba. Anyone think TV-14 came back? The way that was happening. But yo, Money in the Bank is looking off the hook. We got the NXT. The end. Off the hook. And with all that said now, I think we've talked enough about everything else that's been going on. Y'all ready?
Are you ready for a Heyman-style intro? Because it's coming.
Yeah, man. Me ready. Me ready. Yo. You know what I mean? Shout out to Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman for that little interview they had as well on the Heyman Hotline.
Very worth watching if you've not seen
yeah,
it.
Yeah, man. Only 7 minutes of your time, man. 7 minutes of your time. Shit, that's how long you're on the toilet to be doodle. Okay. NXT, the end. Let's do this shit!
This Wednesday, two fierce rivals.
You're a fraud. And you have no respect.
One unforgiving battle.
For the first time ever, a steel cage match will determine the NXT champion. Samoa Joe defends his title against Finn Balor.
That title is the most important thing in my world.
It'll just be you trapped inside with the monster.
Plus, Nia Jax clashes with Asuka for the NXT Women's Championship. American Alpha defends the NXT Tag Team Championship against the Revival. And more. The end is here. NXT TakeOver. The End. Live this Wednesday, only on WWE Network.
My name is Pastor Winwardle.
And if I have to sell you this pay-per-view, then you are in the wrong game of entertainment. This pay-per-view, and I'm gonna tell you now, will shape SmackDown, Raw, and the WWE for the next year at least, because this pay-per-view is all about who's gonna go to the main roster. It's coming, people. This is gonna be the biggest shakeup you have ever seen in WWE history, and it all starts at NXT The End. It's going to be off the hook, Grant Body P. I'm calling it now.
Uh-oh!
Shinsuke Nakamura is going to the top, baby. Here he comes.
I can feel it.
But we're not going to talk about Nakamura yet. Go on, tell us the match card, somebody. For the infidels that don't know.
Okay, yo, this is where match card goes down, yo, because every match card on NXT is off the hook, man. You know what I mean? Yo, let's just preheat the oven real quick. Let's just do that. Okay, let's starting with the tag team championships on the line. You've got the American Alpha versus the Revival. You've got the debut of Andre Cien Almas versus Perfect 10, Ty Dillinger. If I am pronounced Andrade's name wrong, I apologize, but you know, so it goes. Then you've got defending the women's championship, my girl Asuka versus my girl, the challenger, Nia Jax. Then you've got Austin Aries versus Shinsuke Nakamura, the King of Strong Style. And then the main event for the NXT Championship, Samoa Joe, the champion, versus Finn Balor, the challenger, the Steel Cage. Bumbakla! That's the card as it stands right now. Yo! It is truly the end. For the end of what? I only initially thought it was just the end of a rivalry between Joe and Balor, which, yeah, but then you got the draft coming, you got all this shit going, you got the cruiserweight job off, how that's happened. Shit's gonna change, and drastically and epically. Yo, let's do this shit. Yo, American Alpha versus the Revival for the NXT Tag Team Championships. The tables are turned. Last time the Revival were the champions, and American Alpha beat them. This time, American Alpha are the champions, Revival are the challengers. I think American Alpha's gonna hold it down. Do you think different new order, or because shit's gonna change?
Shit's gonna change. The American Alpha are, as much as I would love to see them get called up in that draft, they're not. And that's why they're going to retain the championship, because the Revival are going to get called up. I can feel it in my bones that they're going to get called up.
Yeah, you said it before.
We need a legitimate heel tag team, and the Revival is definitely heels.
Well, yeah, the Revival, they're heel. You've got a Ford villain who now made it in the Bad Books.
Yeah.
And you've also got the Bullet Club. Oh my days!
Like, this match, like the takeover match was off the hook that they had before. This one's going to be off the hook as well.
They opened the show. Yeah, they opened the show, didn't they? And they just absolutely tore it up.
Yeah, I mean, because the way I'm looking at this pay per view, so I'm going to call it a pay per view. I still call it a pay per view.
Old habits.
The way I'm looking at this is, whoever loses in the title matches is going to get called up.
Right.
That's the way I'm looking at this pay-per-view. That's the way I think it's going to go down. Because Bayley's not here. She should be defending. Well, sorry. She should be cashing in her rematch. But Nia Jax took her out. So what does that tell you, people? Bayley's on the up and up. She's going up. She's had some niggling issues, injury issues, but she's cleared. She's on the way up to the main roster, people. So
nice.
That's one. If the Revival, whoever loses in this match is going to the main roster. I think the Revival will go into the main roster, so they're going to lose this match, and American Alpha are retaining, which isn't a bad thing.
Nope.
I love the American Alpha. They are incredible.
Nothing for Bayley is money.
Money, absolutely.
Bayley is money, my money. You know what I mean?
They put Cena together in a mixed tag match. Merch sales.
It's a wrap. You know
it's a wrap.
the little girls, they love Bayley, man. Like, Bayley can do so much. You know what I mean? Like, she is definitely the female John Cena in terms of outside work, man. You know what Bayley, I give that girl props. I know you and Chad Clowner for being, Bayley. But it's like, at the same time, while you're clowning her, right, at the same time, you're complimenting her because, you know what I mean, she can reach out to such people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. She's great.
You know what I mean? For the less fortunate, people with disabilities, like, Bayley is that girl who can reach out to them. Like, seriously?
Do you reckon then? Because the draft happening before SummerSlam?
Yeah.
Is it before SummerSlam?
July 19th, isn't it?
Oh, are we going to get the Fatal 4-Way at SummerSlam? Are we going to get that match, do you think, for the Women's Championship?
It's a very good question. It's a very good question because, one, if we do, Charlotte has beat Nikki Bella's record of 300 days. Plus, I do suspect a little rivalry brewing between Charlotte Flair and Stephanie McMahon. You know what I mean? Bringing back up the Flair and rivalry as well on top. You know what I mean? I have sensed that as well. So, and you know what I mean? And someone like Stephanie McMahon would love to fight at the SummerSlam as well.
Yeah.
So, it could go either way, man. It could go either way. You know what I mean? So, big things are going on for Charlotte. I don't know what's going on with her storyline wise, like right now with Dana Brooke and Becky Lynch and Natalya. I don't know. But
yeah, we'll talk about that next week because it's all a bit messy.
That's all next week. And for real, we haven't got long. You know what I mean? Usually this is a 2-hour show. This is only an hour. You know what I mean? So big up to everyone who's listening in right now. Let's keep it moving, man, real quick. Next match. The Perfect 10! Ty Dillinger versus... 10! Versus the debut of Andrade Cien Almas. I know very little about this guy. Apart from it, he wears a mask, he took it off, and he's got a funny-looking head top that you'd never expect. You know more about him, Mr. NXT, so, you know what I mean? Break it down real quick before we make our prediction.
It was announced last year in November, people, he was coming. Now, if you don't know who he is, all I'm going to say to you, right, is for all of them fans out there who knew of Nakamura before WWE, Nakamura, undisputedly greatest wrestler, perhaps living, perhaps of all time, undisputed, he lost his IWGP Championship to this man.
Whoa!
This man is no new guy on the block. He's wrestled for the NWA. He's wrestled for New Japan. He has beaten some of the greatest names in that lucha style wrestling, not only in Mexico, some of the greatest Mexican wrestlers of all time, but also some of the greatest New Japan stars, like Nakamura, like Jushin Thunder Liger, like Tanahashi, who this year at Wrestle Kingdom 10 was in the main event for the World Championship against Okada. So what does that tell you about this man? He's going to do some fantastic things in NXT, and he is going to absolutely tear the house down against Ty Dillinger without a shadow of a doubt.
Days. I think it's safe to say that Perfect 10, you're going to get a perfect knot. That's what it sounds like to me. And I like Perfect 10.
Yeah, but he's not going to... It's the same thing as we said with Cena and Styles. Dillinger could lose every match he does.
Yeah.
And he'll still come out over.
Yeah.
No matter what happens, he will still be over.
Yeah.
He hasn't got a care in the world.
I hear that.
But in this case, he's going to lose.
he's going to lose. Yeah, man, he's going to lose. But it's not a bad thing. You know, it's not a bad thing to lose to someone of that caliber. You know what I mean? Oh, I want to hear you IWC motherfuckers talk about, the burying Perfect 10. Because you clearly don't know what the word burying means. As far as I'm concerned, burying means you take a shovel and you're digging the dirt of the deceased that passed away and you're putting the dirt and you're putting to rest. That's it. You don't know what burying means, man. I think we're good on that, man. You know what I mean? It's a showcase of Andrade and of CN. Boy, I want to see this guy fight, man. Word up, man.
He's genuinely incredible. He is an absolute talent. And I'm surprised and almost shocked that Lucha Libre didn't snap him up before... Lucha Underground, sorry, didn't snap him up before NXT got him. I'm surprised. He is incredible, and he will absolutely showcase the Mexican wrestling style.
NXT, man. NXT is stepping their client game up, boy. Yeah, because NXT NXT, no. I think Triple H knows who his competition is as far as NXT, and I believe say it is Lucha Underground, you know.
Yeah. Well, this is gearing up. They're putting him on TV now because it's gearing up for the Cruiserweight tournament.
Yeah.
And we're going to get Almas. We're going to get Kota Ibushi. We're going to get Will Ospreay. This Cruiserweight tournament is coming up in the summer.
Ospreay, ain't he that dude that had that wicked piece of wrestling match with Rich Holchett?
Ricochet.
Yeah.
Ricochet.
I can't pronounce it, so I apologize.
Yeah. Man, it's good. Oh.
I heard that's like a candidate for match of the year as well. My word up, man.
Okay. Oh, I think it was, but you know, never mind.
Okay, moving on. Oh shit, this is a match I'm looking forward to. Yeah, Asuka, my girl, the champion. Nia Jax, my girl, the challenger. Yeah, said it. I like the four for them. World Wrestling Federation NXT Women's Championship. This is my whoever loses, I win match because I love both of them. Right? On the real, I don't think Nia Jax is going to put it off though. I'll be very surprised if Nia Jax wins. Very, very surprised.
This
is too bad.
This match has definitely got a best of three feel to it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I can't see Nia Jax doing it on the first one. I'd be shocked if she beat Asuka at the end. I would be shocked.
I would be shocked. You know,
more shocked than when Asuka beat Bayley. I'd be even more shocked than that.
And the joke was, I was backing Asuka, you know, that time as well. I was backing Asuka all the way, and I didn't think she actually put it off that time. Like,
no, I didn't. I was backing her as well, and then she did it. I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. For real, though. You know what I mean? I didn't like that shit, though, man, because we watched the contract signing, right? And Nia Jax was like, I ain't afraid of you, man. Boy, you got all these girls shook. You're kicking them in their head and knocking them out. But this is me you're dealing with. And Asuka's just smiling at her, like, yeah, we'll see. And Asuka start kicking her up now. Well, Nia Jax, pick her up. Powerbomb through the table! Was it through the table?
No, just
on the canvas! On the canvas! Blow! I was like, oh, and I was like, oh, snap! Okay. Oh, Jesus, let me just, my spine's just dislocated, though. Clinks! And, I love both girls, man. I think Asuka's gonna hold the title, though.
Yeah, at least this time. At least this time.
Yeah.
But watch out for a very strong Nia Jax performance, because she's been getting so good. Like, very slowly but surely, she's been getting very good. Very much like Dana Brooke. A slow burner, but she's getting very...
Yeah, man. I think, yeah, we're in agreement there. Next! This is your match. Is it that he has to win moment? I don't know.
Austin Aries. It's the he has to win moment.
Holy shit, Austin Aries versus the King of Strong Style. And I'm watching him up on me telly right now. You know what I mean? He's got his boots in Sami Zayn's face and kicked him down. Shinsuke Nakamura versus Austin Aries, man.
Oh, you deserve it.
Shit, your he has to win moment. Let me hear it. I'm backing Nakamura all the way, man. You know what I mean? I'm backing him all the way. Sorry, Austin Aries. I'm just backing him all the way.
Wardle's he has to win, man, in this match is Austin Aries.
Whoa! Whoa!
I never thought I would not back Nakamura, but Austin Aries, you have to win this match.
Can't you back Nakamura and still think that Austin Aries is going to win?
I don't know, it just feels like I'm cheating.
That's what I do sometimes, you know what I mean? I've done it before. I was like, I'm backing this guy, but I think this the other guy's going
to
win.
In my heart, I am desperate for Nakamura to stay undefeated, then move up to the main roster. I'm desperate for him to stay undefeated. But Austin Aries needs to establish himself in NXT, because I feel like people are souring on him. He doesn't really get a pop. He gets a bit of a cheer, but he doesn't really get a pop. Fans aren't really connecting with him.
Yeah.
I think he's struggling a bit.
Yeah.
And what I'm predicting is, like his win against Baron Corbin, where he snuck rolled him at the end,
and he got that sneaky roll up to get the win. I feel like that's what he's going to do against Nakamura.
Right. I hear that.
I don't think he can beat him legit.
Yeah.
I don't think he can do it legit. And I think it'll be when Nakamura's going in for the Abominé knee, because I'm not going to call it the new name, but the Abominé knee.
The Abominé knee.
It'll go in for the knee, and then Austin will dodge it and roll him up, and then run. I hear that.
I respect it. I respect that. I have to agree. Yeah, I have to agree that Austin Aries, he does need a win. He actually needs it a lot more than Nakamura, because,
He needs a legitimate win, not just a win. Like,
yeah. Because strong style, he can match up anybody at any given time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it's not going to hurt Nakamura. Because he's going to the main roster. I'm telling you, he's going on the main roster come the draft night. So he's not going to be hurt at all by losing to Austin Aries. And like I said, it's not going to be a legit win. It's going to be a sneak roll. Hopefully it's a one-off. So.
Do you not see Nakamura going for the NXT title then?
I don't think so.
Oh, shit.
I don't think he needs to.
Wow.
For me, the way that I would book it, you know, armchair booking it.
Yeah.
I would let him have this match at TakeOver, and then I would perhaps just rest him.
Personally, I think he's one of those guys who can switch, who can switch between the brands, like Kevin Owens did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Sami Zayn did, where... He can fight on the NXT, but he can fight on the brand that he's been drafted to as well on top. I think he's one of them guys.
If they're not going to just rest him until the draft night, if anything, bring someone in from the main roster to feud with him until the draft.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
So, like Cesaro did with Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
You could do something like that. I don't know who, you know, it could be, you know, you could get bloody Berta, you know, you could get Kevin Owens. You could get Kevin Owens to come back doing a one-off match against Nakamura, which is best of three.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't hurt either of them. I don't know, but I don't need him to get the championship. I don't want him to go for the championship. I want him to go straight onto the main roster. And go with AJ Styles and do it.
Because the NXT Championship, which we're going to go into in a minute, so really, in my opinion, it showcases the next man you got to watch who's going to make it big in the main roster, right? And I see what you're saying, because I feel like Nakamura is bigger than the NXT Championship, but he's just good for the brand.
He's bigger than NXT, and he's bigger than WWE. Like, he should have been main eventing on WWE years ago. And he's just not, for whatever reason. But he needs to go straight to the main roster as soon as that draft night happens, and he desperately needs to win either the IC or the US title as fast as physically possible and get him on the way to the World Championship by WrestleMania, probably post-WrestleMania.
Yeah, I hear that. Looking good, man. It's looking good. Yeah, whichever way you see it, man. I mean, Nakamura's bright future, and Vince Kennedy's already high on him anyway.
Yeah. Because the thing is as well, is that I don't want Austin Aries on the main roster, and it's not because I don't like the guy. I just think that there are, in my opinion, better people than Austin Aries.
Right.
So, I don't care what he does in NXT. I'm going to watch his matches. I'm going to enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think there's better people.
Yeah.
So, just get him over and let him stay in NXT. And let him beat Nakamura to then feud with Joe. If Joe doesn't get called up, then feud with Joe. Because that's going to be magic.
That's not a bad call at all.
And before we move on to the main event, Bobby Roode, by September, will be on NXT TV constantly. By September at the latest.
Ooh.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, man. Me like that, man. Hey, yo. Yeah, man. Shout out to Matt and Jeff Hardy for getting the chair award last week.
The best promo video of all time.
I wonder, Ross. Flipping hell.
But to be fair, it worked because everybody's talking about it and watching it. Yeah. So it worked.
It was one of them ones where it was so bad it was good.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, man.
And now, this is the moment fans around the world have been waiting for. It's time!
Ladies and gentlemen, the challenger for the first time ever, a cage match in NXT, the demon, Finn Balor, the patron saint of Ireland, Finn Balor, versus the monster, the silverback, whatever you want to call him, the Samoan death machine that is Samoa Joe, for the NXT Championship in a steel fucking cage. The demon Balor versus the monster, Samoa Joe, in a cage.
This is it, people! This is it! Oh my gosh! NXT takeover, the end!
If NXT ceased to exist after this, I would be fine. I would be happy leaving it like this. This is going to be potentially match of the year. Potentially match of the year.
Oh man! So many candidates for the match of the year joint. So many candidates. You know what I mean?
It's been a phenomenal year.
Trust me, we're only halfway through. You know what I mean? 2016 might be whack in terms of celebrity public figure deaths, but as far as wrestling quality, 2016 has been up there with the best of them.
Absolutely.
Let's be real, man. Shout out to my man, Manny G. Grab Body Pete. That, dude, I feel your pain, but, yo... Power of positivity, son! Power of positivity! This match is gonna be off the hook, man. You know what I mean? Lord, who am I backing? Shit!
And there's gonna be no medics involved in this one, people. You wanted them to fight, bleeding and everything. That's gonna happen. It's gonna happen.
How do you know this? How do you know this?
They're gonna let them go. This is gonna be full on. This is gonna be what Lesnar versus Ambrose should have been.
Yes!
This is going to be extreme. Absolutely 100%. This is going to be blood, violence, no hold barred.
Oh, just, man. Yo, William Regal.
It's going to be.
William Regal and Triple T are going to let them go in like that? Oh, my God. This is going to end the feud, man. Shit. When they have
this
to
is going to end the feud.
when they bring a steel cage match in NXT, you know shit's gone serious, man. Word up, man. Who am I backing? Shit! You know I'm backing my demon, man. You know I'm backing Finn. I'm calling him Finn Balor because I'm used to calling him Finn Balor. And fuck you who thinks I pronounce the shit wrong. I don't give a damn. Finn Balor is my dude, man. He's my dude. However, will he win? I don't know. I really don't know.
Well, it's a good thing Mr. NXT is going to spell it out for you.
Please.
This is how this is going to go down, right? The demon is undefeated.
Right.
He's defeated. And he's going against the monster, the Samoan death machine, Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe is going to the main roster. I'm telling you, he's going to be a Raw man and he's going to the main roster. Because as I predicted, the Bullet Club is going to take every title that's worth taking. And Mr. Balor, the demon, is going to be the first ever two-time NXT champion. And he's going to kill Joe in that ring. He's going to leave him a bloody mess on the floor.
That's it!
The demon is not going to lose to Samoa Joe. The demon is going to go undefeated.
Yes, it makes sense! It makes 100% sense!
Do you know why? Because the demon's got a date with the dead man next year. That's why.
Finn Balor versus the Undertaker!
He's got a date with Destiny, and it's a date with the dead man. You can... Yo, come on.
I can say this much. Finn Balor has teased it himself. WWE have teased it themselves. The Grand says this. It's one of them ones where put this on record, put this on the show. I don't mind if Undertaker loses to Finn Balor.
No.
I don't mind. Because I know Finn Balor the next one. You know what I mean? Bray Wyatt was going to be the next one, but I'm not afraid of him. But Finn Balor is somewhere else, man. He's like, I'm not afraid of Finn Balor, but Finn Balor has got the essence that Bray Wyatt, in my opinion, is supposed to have. I laugh at Bray Wyatt. Finn Balor, serious! You see what I'm saying?
The demon versus the dead man is coming. It needs to happen. But going back to this match specifically, do not be surprised if we see the Bullet Club rock up. Don't be surprised if Finn Balor calls in a little favour from Anderson and Gallows. Don't be surprised.
Oh my days.
I can see the Boot of Doom come in, the coup de grace off the top rope, and then the demon scaling that cage.
It's a steel cage though! Oh shit! It's gonna pop off, man. It's gonna pop off. Yo, I really hope you have your refreshments ready. I know I have. You know what I mean? It's gonna be one of them ones, people. We ain't gonna soon forget it, man. Word up, man. Oh Lord. Yo, I'm looking forward to the pay-per-view. Mr. NXT. I know he's ready. You know what I mean? Coming up after this show, you know what I mean? 5 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. UK, you know what I mean? BDSR Network presents Soul and Sports, Mike Knox and the crew. They're going to be throwing their predictions out there on the NXT pay-per-view, I am sure. They don't want to miss all that, man, you know what I mean? But, that's what the download links are there for, you see what I'm saying? So yeah, you can download this show and also on BDSIR Network on the iTunes or on the Stitcher. You know what I mean? So I'll get up on all that, man. Yo, as for me, I will be watching the NXT takeover. The end. It's all gonna pop off, man. Yo, let's get out this booth, water. You out?
I'm ready.
He's ready. Yeah, yo. Let's do this shit! Next week, Money Now Bank Prediction Show. And this Saturday, I'm going to do an old school show, man. I'm going to play last year's Money Now Bank Prediction Show, man. You know what I mean? What we thought we was going to win and all that last year. You know what I mean? That's like a throwback show. You know what I mean? Next week is the 2016 Prediction Show. You do not want to miss all that. Let's get out this shit! SEC for life. It don't get no.
Look at my life.
The end. I'm the one that's on the
cop. That's right. I brought back at the niggas. Look at my life. Look at my life.
Look at my life.
Look at my life.
Real man. Came from the bottom, striving. Label to label. I'm with the Yankees now.
Look at my life.
I'm with big bosses.
Look at my life. I'm a gangster.
Life. The Louds, the Coens, the Moors, the Kings. We moving up now.
Look at my life.
Big gangster moves.
Look at my life.
Take your kid business. My name is Jeff North. Got you. Street.
I'm a gangster.
See, I'm a gangster. Anybody giving a five for the school, you fool.